Die groot trek saam Doopie en Nina. Wees daar tussen 3 en 6.
Oompa, loompa, doompa die doo.
Wat kom uit Willy Wonka?
Nini got a nice little chocolate for you. So, in 'n dag in die lewe van kyk ons na verskillende beroepe en dink nog altyd hierdie is uiters interessant.
Ja.
Want chocolade is eintlik baie meer intens en vol stories as wat 'n mens verwag.
Ja. So al wat ek van chocolate af weet,
jy hou daarvan.
Ek hou daarvan en ek het op MasterChef gesien om dit ons wil nou met Lucia al die details praat, maar dit is 'n kunst. Dit is nie sommer net 'n hier jy nie.
Ja. So Lucia Sotole is from Jack Rabbit Chocolate Studio and she's come to grace us with her chocolates and her presents. Hi Lucia, how are you?
Hello, hello. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Fantastic.
Very well.
Lucia, so let's start at the beginning. You know, when you were just a little Lucia, were you into chocolate? You know, were you like Willy Wonka?
I actually was into chocolate, but I had no idea that...
What you can do with it.
Yes, what you could do with it. I had no idea. Coming from a very small town, you're actually only exposed to like your smaller careers, like a policeman, a nurse, and a lawyer, and,
yeah.
and never really knew that, you know, there could be things that...
A career
in chocolate. Yeah, so...
So then how did it unfold for you? How did you become a chocolatier?
So, I always wanted to become a chef ever since I was a kid.
Okay.
And then one day when... I was doing my practicals. I was actually doing my practicals next door to Jack Rabbit. And the executive chocolatier, actually, Stefani, she would sometimes see me work, you know, next door. And she just came up to me and she was like, listen, I've heard good things about you. Mm. And I've also heard that you've done quite well for yourself in school. How about you come, you know, join us next door and, you know, work
as a chocolatier?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And that was you taken?
Yes, I was taken from day one, from the day I stepped my foot in that factory or studio, rather. It was amazing because, yeah, we work with different things, colors, you know, colors from scratch and painting the bars. And then they just look all beautiful and marbly. And, yeah, I've never looked back ever since.
So we will put it on social media, maar Lucia het die mooiste chocolates hier aangebring wat ons nie kan wag om te proe nie. Maar dit gaan jy later sien. But as a chocolatier, are you a chocolate snob?
I am.
Oh, are you?
I am.
Yeah, like those coffee connoisseurs.
Yes, I'm actually an artisanal chocolatier. We do make our own chocolates from scratch, bean to bars. And also another fun fact is that I also won an international award.
Look
in
at
Italy.
You.
Yes.
So wow, in Italy.
Yes, it got silver. It was a regional. Unfortunately, in Africa, it's actually very difficult for us to be able to get, you know, opportunities to be able to... participate in competitions because of the type of things that we do. Unfortunately, the market is only Europe based.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, tell us a little bit more about this award. You know, what was it for? Was it for a specific chocolate that you made? What was the criteria for this competition?
So basically, with regards to this competition, you actually get an invite for you to be able to participate. So Stefani gave all of us the equal opportunities to be able to participate, right? Mm-hmm. And we all had to submit our own unique recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, submit the bonbons to the juries, obviously. Mm-hmm.
You have to mail it.
Yeah, yes, so...
Mail your bonbons.
Yes, the mail. She flew down to Italy with all of our chocolates, including hers, and mine got silver.
One.
Yes, it won. I called it a spicy Clement Gold, so it has cayenne pepper in it.
Oh, wow. Did you bring it to that?
Gold.
Yes, I did.
Wait, but Clement Gold, isn't that like a...
Clement Gold peels.
Yeah, Clement Gold is like a nachi.
Yes, it's a nachi. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, so it's a citrusy, spicy chocolatey goodness.
Yes, in dark chocolate.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I can't wait to taste your winning bonbons.
Nina's all about winning bonbons. So we'll be back with Lucia, ons chocolatier. Net hier nog. Ek is nou so uitgemerk met al hierdie girls in die atelier en chocolade. Julle ons kan nie dink hoe dit gaan hier so binne. Die oomblik as jy chocolade na by hulle bring, dan verloor hulle elke laaste stukkie sens wat hulle gehad het. Maar nie te min, dis Wêreld Internasionale Chocoladedag. En ons het vir Lucia Sithole, hier so, sy is 'n chocolatier, international acclaimed chocolatier.
Mm.
En sy het ons bietjie vertel van haar chocolade wat gewen het internasionaal. But now I want to get to something that I don't always understand. When we watch MasterChef, most of the time, you know, they're making savory stuff. And then every now and again, for a challenge, they need to make a dessert. And then we hear this term being thrown around called tamper. Did you tamper your chocolate?
Tamper.
Whatever.
Is it tamper or temper?
Did you pamper your chocolate?
It's tampering.
Yeah.
Tamper.
Tampering.
Tamper.
Tamper. Tempering, yes.
Tempering or tampering?
Is it with the T-A or T-E?
With
T-E-M-P-R-I-N.
Yeah. I gooi met sanitizer.
I think, is it tempering because of you working with temperature?
Yes, you're working with temperature.
Ach, Susan, wees net rustig.
I can buy MasterChef. Where?
So tell us quickly now, what is this and why do you need to do this now with chocolate?
Okay, so my goodness, tempering is super, super important when it comes to working with chocolate. So basically, it's when you slowly cool down the temperature of your chocolate. So the reason why we are doing that is for you to be able to get that beautiful snap to your chocolate.
Mm. Ooh.
Yes.
It's got to make a
yes, snap. A snap. Can I snap one now?
Yeah. No, don't touch it.
No, let us snap it. Let jy gou hoor.
Do not touch the chocolade.
Dit gaan goeie radio wees, want nou kan die luisteraar hoor hoe klink
okay,
snap.
Snap okay. It. Let's
you can
snap
it.
Okay.
Is that
okay.
Now, this is now what tempered
a
chocolate.
Tempered chocolate.
Listen
okay,
to this.
Listen. Oh,
oh,
beautiful.
It are so crisp.
It is so, like a crispy yes. Snappy. And it's also got to do with the way that it shines, eh?
Yes, the way that it shines, especially with us, with the type of products that we do, as you guys can clearly see that it is actually painted chocolate.
That's
we
amazing.
Do not want to melt down all of these beautiful colors combinations that we did.
Yeah.
So if you get that wrong, you risk, you know, the possibilities of melting it all away and, you know, it does not come out as clearly.
Ek wil net sê, so hierdie slab wat sy nou gesnap het, is geverf. Dit lyk amper asof dit gespray paint is en dit blink en dit is net beautiful. Die kleure
maak dit jou meer lus vir hom omdat hy lekker lyk ook.
Ek dink so. Ja, verseker en vir al die kleintjies, die bonbons.
Mm. Mm.
So, Lucia, now so this doesn't happen with the chocolates that we buy in the grocery stores. You know, the ones that they put close to the till that you need to grab because you want something sweet.
We won't name brands.
They don't temper those.
They don't.
That's normal milk chocolate. It just gets draped over the ingredients and then they put it into a wrapper.
Yes. And normally, I don't know if you guys notice, it actually melts very easily.
Yeah.
Yes. The minute
you just hold it for too long and then chocolate everywhere.
Yeah, chocolate everywhere. So that's when you know that chocolate is not properly tempered. So that's why if you temper the chocolate like this, it can actually keep well in room temperature also.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yes. So, and it also melts a specific way in your mouth. If you bite into it, it's all about the experience at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah.
We had a question from a listener here that asks, they have a very sweet tooth, but they would like to know that on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you rate a chocolate like Lindt, which is now one of your more expensive chocolates?
All the way from Switzerland.
I would say it is a 7.
Okay.
Because of the way they produce their chocolates, they use machinery.
It's still a mass-produced chocolate.
Yes, mass production. Mm. So with compared to what we do, everything that we do is handmade, is hand, you know, painted.
Crafted.
And we make our own chocolates from scratch, you know, from the beans, you know, to just, yeah. We also and another fun fact, we get our beans from Togo in Tanzania.
Ooh.
Yes. So that's what makes us different from, you know, Lindt. Yes.
Mm. And but for mass produced chocolate that's in shops everywhere, it's still a good quality chocolate.
Definitely. Mm. Yes. Yeah.
So which country is most well known according to you for their chocolate?
Belgium.
Mm. Okay. Best chocolate,
yeah.
But what makes a good chocolate though? Because that's a whole different debate.
Definitely what makes a good chocolate is the ingredients that you use in your chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Does it need to be a dark chocolate or like a sweet milky chocolate?
Not necessarily.
You mean the best chocolate is the one that you like the most?
Yes. I feel like it depends on our taste buds. You know,
but I mean, you can temper milk chocolate, dark chocolate, yes. White chocolate. That's got nothing to do with it.
Exactly. The color of the chocolate has nothing to do with it.
No. Am I right?
Yeah. Let me tell you a fun fact, because I know my chocolate.
Yeah.
So apparently when it comes to brown chocolate, normal chocolate, it's got a lesser amount of What is it? Oils or something in it than white chocolate. White chocolate has
sugar.
Has more sugar. Right?
Yes, white chocolate has more sugar in it. Yes.
That's also why there's a color change.
Uh-huh.
Whereby dark chocolate or normal milk chocolate has less sugar. So white chocolate are actually worse for you.
Yes.
Mm.
Did you know?
Ja, dat het ek ook geweet.
Okay, ja.
Ja.
Ek probeer maar my bes te hier, maar mense kan van Nina niks vertel van chocolade nie. Okay, so tell us quickly. Is that now bonbons or is that now chocolade?
So, it's bonbons. We call them French bonbons.
In this studio, you can't say anything about the French. The only thing you can say is that you're a chocolatier. If you say those are French chocolates, I'm chasing you out of here.
Yeah, it's the French, the Turkish.
Mm. I don't like certain people. Anyway, so you brought chocolates there that are not French.
Yes, they're not French.
Non-French chocolates.
Non-French chocolates.
And is there different flavor profiles?
Yes, we do have different flavor profiles. So what we always do is every season, we actually come up with up to 24 different flavors.
Wow.
Seasonal flavors. Depending.
This is for winter.
Colors, this is for winter, right?
So what's the winter flavors?
The winter flavors.
Chocolate. Coffee.
Sorry, what?
Is there coffee?
Coffee, yes. Yeah.
Coffee
we do
flavor.
Have a latte bonbon.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Milo.
We don't have.
Okay, wacht eens even vertel wat zo'n bonbons het zei hier zo.
En jouw bonbon van je kop af.
Okay, so let me first explain what a bonbon is for our listeners.
Please.
So it is made out of a very thin chocolate shell, and inside it has a very, very beautiful soft filling in it.
Yes.
So that when you bite into it, it completely melts into your mouth. So that what makes a perfect bonbon. So for you to know that you made it the correct way, is if you do not experience any leakages in your bonbon.
Ah. As your bonbon lack, dan is er iets fout met hom.
Yes.
As your bonbon lacks, you're op die verkeerde plek.
Okay. What is that? Is that the award-winning one?
The award-winning one I brought to the spicy Clement Gold one and the milk tart.
Okay. Wat een soek jy? Clementine of
nee, ek wil almal proe.
Almal proe. Okay. But we can share. I don't mind sharing. Maar jy moet in een byt, want ek wil juist al crunch proe. En ek moet in een byt. Okay, gaan ons hulle al? Ek bring hulle vir jou.
Nee, ons gaan nou. Weet jy waar gaan ons nou? Ons gaan nou nuus toe. Jy sal hierso sit. Ek net sal jou werk doen. Fransjo Botha het klaf my gesê, daar's nie verlof nie, daar's nie chocolade nie, daar's niks tot Nina werk nie. So we will be back now with Lucia, our chocolatier.
Voordat ons gaan.
Wat?
Lucia, one of our listeners said she's a pastry chef.
Ah.
And if there's one place where she could work for free, she says it's there. Jackrabbit.
Oh my God.
She says it's in freaking sane. Die chocolates. Nou wil ek het proe, nou moet ek eers nuus lees.
Can I tell you, if you want somebody for free as well, Nina is available.
Yes, she's welcome.
You can have her.
Chocolate taster, is there a job like
quality
that?
Quality control.
Quality control?
Yes.
Ek stop quality control.
Jy verstaan nie die beginsel nie. You never get high on your own supply. So dit is maar eenvoudig, Nini. Ons is nou weer terug.
Kan een vrou dan nie chocolates?
Nee, kan een man dan nie. Jou tyd is nou vir die chokolade. Yes. So excited.
Dit is... ek het in my lewe nog nooit so iets gesien, net op Masterchef.
Nou, maak jy dit nou. Welkom. Span die vleis wat jy by hierdie slag uitskryf, die chokolade wat jy by hierdie studio kry.
Mm-hmm.
So saam met ons in die atelier is chocolatier, internationally renowned, Lucia Sertoli. En sy is daar van...
Jack Rabbit Studio.
Jack Rabbit. Die mense ken julle. Hulle sê julle chokolade is die beste. So sy het een hele paar oulike goeikies nou saamgebring vir ons op Internationale Chokoladedag. Om nou te toets. Nini kan nie wag om haar tandjies hier in te sink nie. En terwijl die Oompa Loompa muziek in die achtergrond gaan. Tell us quickly, you gave us 4 chocolates now. So what we're going to do is, we want to taste yours, the award-winning one.
Ja.
So you must tell us which one is which. And then what we're going to do is for the other 3, me and Nina will taste. I'll tell you what I think the flavor profile is.
Fuck.
Nina can tell you what she thinks the flavor profile is. Best out of 3 wins.
Okay.
Happy with that. Sure. So which one is the one that you made, the award-winning one?
The one with the black and the...
Blue.
Right. Yes, the gray swatch.
Stunning.
What? Which one? Okay.
Die swart een met die grys.
Mine doesn't have gray.
Nou, daai een, tweede van links.
Hierdie een?
Nee, die een langsom.
Hierdie een.
Adele, daai een.
Die een?
Ja.
This is green.
Dis groen, daai een is groen.
Is dit hierdie ene?
Ja.
Is dit hierdie enetjie?
Nee man.
Dis nie daai.
Het jy nou dieselfde chokolades daar by jou? Waar is sy maaikie? Dis hierdie een. Okay, dis sy. Hoekom het jy die groot stukke? Jy sien nou wat gebeur hierso. Okay.
Ek het niks om mee te doen nie.
Let's try this. Dis die award winning one. Dis die Narki
Clementine
en
spicy clemencole.
Paprika.
Yes. Cayenne pepper.
Wow.
You know what I love about chocolate like this? Mm-hmm. It feels like I can eat so much of it. Because it's not overly sweet.
Mm.
It's got that beautiful, fresh, citrusy flavor. And just a hint of spice.
And you know, the shell, like you said, is so thin and crispy. And then the insides just melt.
Yeah.
My insides are melted for the clementine.
Beautiful. Okay. Which one is next? Let's go for this one, Nini.
Okay.
We're going with this one, Lucia. You see this yellow one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We don't have palate cleansers here, so this could be a groot gemors. Aerated.
Okay, dom. Milk tart.
Yes.
Yes, that was vannacht. Ek het hom hier gekry, nou hom gesê. Yeah, it's got that cinnamony...
But what's inside?
Yes, it's got...
Milk tart.
Yes, it's got crisp pearls in it
mm-hmm.
for the biscuit crunchiness. And then we made a blonde ganache, cinnamon spice.
Blonde ganache.
And then work the spicy, not the spicy, the candied clement gold peels.
Well, ek wou sê, ek het nog steeds die clement gold
gevoel. Ja.
Okay.
Groen.
Nee, kom, groen, kom. Ach, kyk nou weer vir fynproever, palate cleanser hier tussenin.
Ek is 1-0 op. Mint. Chocmint.
Ja.
Jy vreet baie chocolate.
Okay, what is the last one? I'm somehow going to smell it. Cherry something.
Turkish delight.
Nee.
It's like is it cherry?
Nee, it's not cherry.
Nee, it's not cherry.
Is it one of another fruit? Is it a fruit?
It is. So it's blood orange.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. I wouldn't have guessed that. I'm not the big...
Beautiful.
Stunning chocolates.
Ma, wat is die driehoekies van daar is? Is chocolate, but what are they?
So these ones were actually one of the samples I brought for you that we use for Glenfiddich.
Yeah?
Yes. So we had
the whiskey?
Yeah. So I had to create flavor combinations that would accommodate the whiskeys.
Wil jy enetjie proe?
Ja, okay. Hierso vat my bordjie, aangesien ons nou hier is, kom vrate op die lig, mense luister nou en sê, kyk, hoor nou wie hierdie twee. Hulle kry net gaste en dat hulle gesigte vol goed kan druk.
Ja.
Listen, while we busy with this, I see the rave everywhere on TikTok and social media now, is people talking about this Dubai chocolate. Have you heard about it?
Yes.
Wat is nou in die Dubai chocolade?
So in the Dubai chocolate, we have what we call a kataifi pastry.
Wie is goed?
Kataifi.
Yeah.
Is it like a herbie?
It's not herbie. It's a type of pastry that you use. We actually, I don't know, it's like noodles, right?
Oh, yeah. But yes. Like dried noodles.
Yes. We just dry it up with butter to give it that beautiful crunch.
Mm.
And then we also make a paste, a praline, a pistachio praline from scratch.
Pistachio, okay.
Yes. So we toast our pistachios and then we put those through the melange, which is a chocolate refining machine to turn the pistachios into a paste. And then, we put that into our chocolate. Some people use... I can't remember, but people have different ideas, actually, of
what
Dubai. Yeah. So, but the main ingredients is that kataifi pastry and as well as the pistachio.
And the rest is my dark chocolate or whatever.
Milk chocolate.
So what makes it so expensive? Is it that the green stuff, the pistachios?
What makes it, it's actually the time it takes to make that.
Oh.
Yes.
Does it take so long?
It's labor.
Yes, it's labor.
Okay. Ek het gewonder nou oor hierdie goed.
Yeah.
Okay, laaste taste test.
Nou die whisky chocolates. So are they also different flavor profiles?
Yes.
That accompanies
different.
The Wizard.
Purple.
Purple? Okay, ek het hom. Okay.
Ek drink te min, like my. Are all of these alcohol?
Rum and raisin.
They do not have alcohol in them. It's just flavor. Profiles that... pair
is
well
raisin?
With the
whiskey. Oh. In the purple one?
In the purple one, it's... I'm not too sure now.
Chocolate.
Raisin. I used a ginger. Did you get ginger in there?
Yes. Ginger.
Yes. That's the...
Beautiful. Okay, now the...
raisin.
Now the donkergroene, the marble ene. Wat het jy daar? The texture of this chocolate, I've never... had something in my mouth. Like this.
Shop, check, text.
Fran, sorry, it's next word for you, sorry.
Sorry, Fran. Okay, this would go well with Amarula. What is it?
What is the marble one?
The marble one? What color is it? The green one. Did it have almonds in it? Nuts.
Yes.
Yeah.
All
the nuts.
Yes, that would go very well with Amarula, actually.
Mm. Yeah, or maybe even a Frangelico, because it's our same profile. Just saying. Okay, and last year.
The stuff that's inside a crunchy honeycomb.
Yes. You are actually close. We call that the creme brulee.
Yeah, can you not understand it's creme brulee, Nina?
And a crunchy is it not... honeycomb hier in hierdie fancy chocolates is a creme brulee.
Yes, we also do have honeycomb.
Mm.
Yes, but
it's the same flavor profile.
Yeah, listen, caramelized sugar.
Do you think I'll be good at my job?
Yes, you definitely be good. Okay, well. You've done well so far.
Thank you very much.
Nini, weet jy wat?
Wat?
As radio nie vir jou uitwerk nie.
Kan ek altyd gaan quality control
test? Kan jy gaan chocolades vreet, maar dan praat ek met jou oor 'n jaar en dan gaan ek vir jou giggel. Luister, Lucia, thank you so much. Thank you for the chocolate samples and for being here. Jack Rabbit Chocolate Studio.
Beautiful.
Gaan bederf yourself met a bonbon.
Kan ek dit sê? Ek is toch as a chocolate snob. Ek is. En dit beteken nie ek eet net Lindt chocolate of whatever nie.
Maar dit beteken ook nie dat jy nie net Lindt chocolate eet.
Nee, ek eet nie net die chocolate nie. Maar hierdie, it's really... My life has been enlightened by your
enriched,
chocolate.
Enriched, asseblief.
Oh enlightened.
Okay.
Enlightened.
Thank she's you, so full Lucia. Of sugar, she doesn't know what she's saying, Lucia. But thank you, guys. Yeah. And doen yourself nou gins, jy weet, internationale chocolade dag, kom net een keer een jaar voorbij. Mm. So, ga nou, maar soek nou iemand uit, soos hierdie studio. Kryf jou a handmade artisanal chocolade. Mm. Met a flavor profile, iets wat jy kan geniet, maak een speelikie daar uit, pair dit met een glaasje chocolademelk of whatever.
Ja, of een wijnkie of een whisky of whatever jy wil.
Whatever jy wil. Jy is een groot mens, maak jy eie besluite.
Ja.
Maar, kry goeie chocolades. Maar nou nie gaan staan en, oh, ek is laat en nou koop jy nou vir jou een pakkie Ferrero's nie, jy weet.
Ja. Hey, how would you rate that?
That's number one.
Scale 1 to 10.
Lucia looks like she likes a Ferrero.
Mm-mm.
Not.
I only like Jackrabbit chocolate.
And this you're biased.
Dis hoekom sy die job het en nie ons nie. Nee, nee, nee. Thank you so much for being here.
Kuier maandag tot vrijdag saam Dobie en Nina. 3 tot 6. Net hier op die Groot Trek. Op Groot FM 90.5.